Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli, along with my co-host, the Grand Poobah of Mental Acuity, Christopher Smith.
Good morning.
I don't know if you guys are enjoying that, but I every week I come up with a new title for him, and I have fun making it up, so hopefully you're enjoying hearing it. So we have a fun show for you, I think. As always, it's a little screwball, but also some good information. I've mentioned before that Chris's degree is in psychology. So he's a trained psychologist, and we're going to talk about how you need a certain thought process or psychology to trade well. So we're going to talk about that and actually talk about who shouldn't be trading. So it's not that I've turned people down, by the way. You know, I've had people want to hire me and I've just, they were so timid. I just said, no, I'm sorry, you would be a bad fit. And, you know, all they would be doing is giving me a free gift. And, you know, of course, I kind of think that's nice, but I want them to be served well. So I have also said, no, that's not going to work. And then in our second segment, we're going to have a call in from a friend of mine who's Brad Culp, who I've known for 30 years. He has a radio show down in Atlanta. It's not on remotely on this subject, but so he records down there. And then we're going to get back to talking about psychology again. So once again, we'd like to thank Audi for sponsoring some really great shows, ours, of course, and Iron Man 3. If you've seen it, you know that Iron Man only drives Audi. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about happy accidents. It's kind of interesting. For instance, I just mentioned one of my lifelong friends almost, Brad. You know, he and I met almost by accident. We met partly because I was bored one summer and looked up in the school directory who lived close to me, and he did. And, you know, other than to know his face because I've seen him walking down the hall, that was about it. We had very little contact, but, you know, just thought I'd call him and say, hey, there's a festival. If you're not doing anything, why don't we go? You know, how did you meet your best friend? How did you meet your spouse? You know, did accidents play a certain part in that? And the reason I bring that whole thing up is I was reading a study in Harvard Business Review. And by the way, it's a fantastic little thing that they send you free, you know, so you might look it up. But here's a study by was run at the Rutgers Business School. They say the vast majority of people who were asked about how they found their jobs, they cited their own skills and hard work. Only 14% mentioned that they received help of any kind from someone else. And the reality is that favoritism is almost universal in today's job market. So this author, wow, my show notes just crashed. so I'm going to have to go blind here. So anyway, this author of the study said that, where Chris is a computer genius, fortunately for me, and he's passing me his computer and I'm taking his. But he says, you know, there's some favoritism that comes to play, and it's universal in all job markets. You know, it's false to think that people are only getting hired based on merit. You know, I was helped by Doc, you know, and what a chance that was. Here's a billionaire. He never should have been in my office. I was it was okay. You know, I was doing financial planning at the time. So I was in, you know, on the top floor of a bank, and, you know, again, it was a nice office. It was suitable for what I was doing, but why would a billionaire be in there? So, you know, that comes down to chance. I helped, I helped Chris. He learned how to double his account. Ralph made a couple 100% in a single year. I just saw Ralph when was it? Just a couple days ago. And, you know, he's up over 100% already this year. So in, what, less than 5 months. I think he did it less than four, actually. But, you know, and he's actually saying he's not trading very actively. And still he's finding just a couple key opportunities and hitting them good. And, in fact, that's one of the things people have to understand is, you know, we have to trade according to our personality, you know, and also our lifestyle. Some people have, you know, are extraordinarily busy. Ralph is, for example. My friend Brad is running a company and he's just going all the time. And, you know, so sometimes when you have a lull, you can trade. That's often what I do. Sometimes I'm just watching it while events are happening and, you know, watch it on my phone, for example. But you heard from Trent, you heard from Derek. Who else did we have on the show? You know, all these people are killing it. Derek made $100,000 in a single month, you know, with no leverage. He's not using margin. He's not using options. He's not trading futures, just buying and selling stock. Christopher introduced me to the radio manager here at the radio station. So, you know, just again, you know, we don't do this alone. And there is a huge benefit to networking groups. We talked about that in a previous show, you know, that makes, you know, you make a lot of connections with people. I had a birthday party recently that, you know, I think most of the people that were there were people I met at my networking groups. Chris, did you have something that you wanted to chime in on? I didn't know if...
About the networking?
Just about any of the thoughts that I'm talking about.
Well, I think it's interesting that article you mentioned about the 14% saying that they had any help whatsoever.
Right.
Excuse me. And, you know, I've had a career in IT for close to 20 years before I finally got fed up with it and decided to quit my job.
Uh-huh.
And getting into networking was actually by accident. And I made a realization about, I guess you could say, about people helping people through networking that I had never noticed or realized being in a corporate job for most of my life. So I think it's more of an attitude thing where people that typically go from job to job, used to the W-2 lifestyle, don't even think of even looking or noticing help.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dog-eat-dog world kind of thing.
Yeah, they're almost a competition.
Know? Right.
It's become my lifestyle just to connect people. I hear of somebody that needs something, and I'm just like, oh, I know somebody can help you with that.
Exactly.
You know,
you don't see as much of that in the working environment, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose it's not their habit.
Right.
You know, so we're talking about networking. I find that it's nice to be referred to, but it's also nice to provide. I like being able to provide a solution to people, even if it's not, you know, the company that I have and the solution that I'm offering. You know, just if somebody needs a good computer person, I'm like, oh, you got to talk to my friend Chris. You know, he'll get you up and running. In fact, he's helping me right now. Do you need my password? So we find trusted vendors. So when I needed SEO help, that was great. You know, social media, there's all these, you know, life keeps changing. So, and it seems to be going faster. In fact, if you haven't read my book, geez, you know, I have a whole chapter on how life is speeding up. Just think about art. You know, what was it? A bowl of fruit and, a rich patron and, was art for 500 years. And now we have, you know, and then we had Dolly with his clocks dripping off of tables, and that was considered art. And now we've got fake Italian scenes that, you know, from Kohl's. So these periods, it was five, you know, and then before that, even before the 500 years of, you know, bowls of fruit, a paint, you know, you paint in blood or mud or something on a rock wall of animals or, you know, stick figures, you know, and that was probably it for thousands of years. So we have the condensing of time. And I kind of talk about that in several different instances in my book. So you can go to my website. Actually, don't go to my website for this one. go to Prestige Audi because I'm giving people a free copy of my book. The link right now is down, and I've asked not Chris, but somebody else to help me with that. And it's taking longer than we anticipated. So if you go to Prestige Audi and do a test drive, I'm going to give people a free copy of my book. So that's the best way to get it. So in the next segment, we're going to hear from Brad. He's a friend for something like 30 years now. And he's watched me as I've, you know, started as a novice, like everybody else, not knowing much about trading. And then progressing where I'm learning the patterns and literally getting to the point where I can make 30% in a month is what I used to do when I traded full time. And frankly, I think I'm better now, but that was when I sat there all the time. So stick around. You'll hear from Brad Culp, and then we're going to get back to the idea of psychology and who's appropriate for doing this.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months, $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
You run a good business but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You've heard the testimonials on this show. Ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You, and we have a little bit of a treat. It is for me, at least. One of my best friends on the planet is calling in from Atlanta. Welcome, Brad.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking
the... Good afternoon. Good morning to you. It's good afternoon to me.
It's good morning to us. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Brad and I have been friends for, well, longer than we haven't at this point. Isn't that right?
That's hard to believe.
So.
It's a heavy cross to bear, too.
I was thinking the same thing, but anyway, I've enjoyed our friendship, obviously, otherwise wouldn't have stuck around all this time. But no, we have fun teasing each other, and I think that's maybe the nature of male relationships. But a couple weeks ago, we had talked about a trip that you and I had taken after my dad had passed. You were kind enough to fly in, just kind of help me process, think through, and think through life without your dad around. And, you know, I'll always appreciate that. But also, you kind of witnessed something interesting. Just even over the last 15 years, you've been part of this journey. I mean, now we've been friends for, I think it's over 30 now. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So over 30 years, which means you've watched me over the last 15 years or so learn how to do this, you know, talking about my mentor, Doc. You've not met him, have you?
No, we spoke on the phone once or twice.
Okay, very good. So, but anyway, yeah, I didn't think so. You know, he's in Illinois and you're in Atlanta, so it would have been tough to get you in the same room. But so, you know, you've watched me in this process. What's your observation in terms of, you know, people listening, I think probably have a hard time believing that there's patterns that predict the turns. You know, what can you tell us about, are there patterns? Is there a mentor? Does it work? Have you know, can I learn this? You know, jump off on any of those.
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, you've been doing it for 15 years, and just like our friendship, you wouldn't stay with it unless it was working. So, you know, the bottom line is there's a track record out there over a period of time, and, you know, I'm pretty sure that if over the course of time you weren't able to demonstrate results, that you wouldn't be doing this anymore. And as long as I've known you, I think, you know, this is what you've been doing the longest. And I hear you talk about it on a regular basis, and in fact, you brought up our trip, and as I recall, I witnessed you predicting a pattern during that trip.
Yeah, I remember we were up at Steamboat. Here's my recollection, is we were at Steamboat, and, you know, I was up watching the market, as I often do, get up and just check it and see what's going on, and I saw a perfect setup. So I got in, and then it seems like we went to breakfast or something. Maybe we went out biking on our last day. I don't recall. But then do you happen to remember what we did that
morning?
Well,
I think we had gotten up and gone to breakfast or gone for a bike trip before we left. And what I recall is coming back to the condo, and you jumped back on the computer and made a comment about, oh, hey, I'm up 40%. And I said, well, yeah, 40% on $10, you know, woo-hoo. I'm teasing. I don't know how much you invested, but, yeah, I do remember that. And then I think a little bit later that day, we drove on from Steamboat back to Winter Park, and I think you were making the trade in the car, or when we arrived at Winter Park for lunch. I can't quite remember that part.
Yeah, typically, you know, I mean, I go snowboarding and check the markets on my smartphone, you know, or I'll go mountain biking and stop and check it, or, you know, you can stop, you know, in traffic or something, and then even just pull up a chart real quick if you've set your phone up to provide that information. So, yeah, I probably checked it the whole way down from Steamboat heading back to my place in Golden. And you're right, we did stop for lunch at Winter Park. I think it was a barbecue place called Smoke and Moe's. And I remember getting my laptop out and saying, hey, excuse me for a sec, I want to just check on this trade. And I believe at that point I was up 50-something percent. So I recall I ended up just taking profit at that point. And that's what's counterintuitive to people. Even while, you know, I'm processing the loss of my father, you know, I told the story recently of just getting into something after lunch and or maybe around lunchtime and taking a nap and making 20% while I slept. So, you know, it's crazy to people who have to kick, scratch, and claw, you know, for years to make 50% when, you know, you can actually do that, you know, driving from Steamboat to Winter Park.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know if you remember this, but while we were eating lunch, I think you took a call from one of the guys that you had trained, and he was telling you the story of how he had recently made, and I may get this number wrong, but I was thinking it was in the neighborhood of $20,000, you know, in just a short period of time, 30 days or something like that. Do you remember that?
I, you know, it's funny, I had forgotten that, but now that you say it, I do remember it. Yeah, his name is Barrett, and he made a bundle on part of that move too. You know, he must have been in longer, obviously, but he did extraordinarily well. And what's interesting is he ended up giving. He took care of some bills. Which he does, one of the things I recommend people do is pay off some bills, and then also gave a generous contribution to his church that was having a food drive, and you know, anyway, bought, I don't know, not a pallet, but a lot of food. So they do. Yeah, I love it when people do some good things and recognize that you know, there's need beyond our own. So that was, I'm glad you remembered that. So anyway, yeah, Barrett did extraordinarily well. He had a killer year. And anyway, but before we run out of time, I wanted to talk. You've had kind of mixed results with this. You know, I've never given you a full training on how to find the patterns and how to trade and everything. But we've sketched out the basics and things. What's been your experience, Brad? You know, with trying to find these patterns of fives and threes that I keep talking about.
So after our trip to Steamboat that summer, I came back and decided I was going to give it a shot. And initially, I had some pretty good results. And I think it was easy to see the patterns, and you know, following the rules and using you know, stop limits and that sort of thing helped me make some initial profits. What happened though is I got kind of busy and I made some trades and failed to follow up and really spend the time and ended up losing some money. So, you know, I think the message I took away from this, and one of the questions I asked you, and maybe this is an interesting question for you to pursue with your listeners, is how do you do it when you're busy? Because for me, I run a business and I'm going nonstop from 7 in the morning until, you know, often 11 o'clock at night. And I just don't have time to watch and see when the moves are going to be there so that I can make some money on it. And, you know, certainly I can put in the stop limits so that I get out without getting scalded. But at the same time, if I'm not watching closely, then, you know, even losing a little bit at a time, but losing it frequently doesn't Sure. make for a pleasant experience.
Sure, and I'm glad you brought that up, because in the next segment we're going to talk about, you know, trading within your personality and, you know, time frames and all of that. So I want to thank you for calling in. We're actually right up against the clock here, but I'm going to be down there to, you know, watch your daughter's graduation. So I look forward to seeing you soon, and thank you for taking the time to call in and share, you know, your perspective and attitude, you know, not attitude, but experience with us. Let's see here. And tell Lexi, I'm looking forward to seeing her and watching her. Any final thoughts, Brad? We got about 20 seconds.
Nope. I'm just going to say looking forward to seeing you too. And I'll be on the radio and my son's going to pick you up at the airport. So there you go.
Very good. Well, everybody, thanks for sticking with us this segment. Stick around. We're going to have more good stuff to come in the next.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G.com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. Just real quick. You know, I'm going to talk about a couple questions here that people have given me, and love to have your questions on Facebook. Go to Market Numeral 4 Caster is the page name. And always you can go to our website, marketnumeral4caster.com. So see how that works. So anyway, I was asked this week why I'm so conservative with money. You know, just I think the behind their question is they're like, well, if you can make, you know, 30% a month or 100% or a couple 100% a year, you know, why not just, the math is best if you just keep, you know, doubling down. And especially, well, you know, first of all, I like to do what I teach people. And, you know, we're not just dealing with math, we're dealing with people, and people are, well, kind of squirrely. People are quirky, and we have our own egos and attitudes to, you know, to rein in. And the reality is, in fact, you just heard it with Brad had kind of talked about this guy who had done so well. Well, he this trader had talked to me, you know, later saying, well, he gave a bunch back. Well, that's because people get sloppy when they're trading with what you might think of as other people's money. You know, when you're sitting there working hard to find turns and trade, I don't know, I think of that as you're putting effort, you have to watch the charts, you're developing a skill. You know, that takes effort and time. But, you know, so it is work, but still, our psychology is that we're, you know, we get sloppy when we have a big gain. You know, easy come, easy go is the old adage. So, you know, people, I've seen people give back literally a couple hundred percent because they made, you know, they might have made 800% like by July. And literally they did so well, they got full of themselves. And partly it was the, I think it was partly the age of this person that, you know, they hadn't had enough experience yet. But they got to the point where they thought whatever they were, you know, they decided it was going to turn so it would. Well, no, it's the patterns that predict it, not the individual. So anyway, they ended up giving back a couple hundred percent. So, you know, when you're up 800, you can afford that. But, you know, still, I don't like to, and that's part of the pattern too. You know, and in fact, I even warned the person ahead of time. We're going to talk about the patterns coming up here soon. But when you have a big, long streak going to your favor, it's part of the human psychology, and it's part of every business's you know, experience. And think about losing weight. You start losing weight a whole bunch. Well, you get to the point where you stop doing the things that worked and made you lose weight, which then puts put weight back on. So it's the same thing. When you stop doing the things that helped you make so much, then you go backwards and get sloppy. So another question was, you know, what's the best way to invest? And the matchmaker kind of hinted at that we had on a couple weeks ago, that there's certain personality types, and, you know, blending two opposite ones doesn't always work. So Chris, you had some thoughts about, you know, what would or wouldn't work for people investing. Did you want to share a couple of those with us? You were thinking of like maybe people having tenants.
Right, and I don't have my show notes in front of me because you're borrowing my laptop.
Because I have your computer.
Right, right, and I'm working on yours in tandem.
I think the
what
basic
was the question again.
Well, that about personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Some personalities are have the risk tolerance to trade, and others
right.
Others just don't. In fact, Brad talked. Brad has the risk tolerance, but he doesn't have the time.
Right, and I have the same problem. I actually really appreciate what he said during that interview because I consider myself a professional scatterbrain, and I
right.
hardly ever have time to even think, let alone look at my Scottrade account. And that was the experience I had when I doubled that account twice in a month. I was literally on my account several times a day, but mm-hmm. also because business at the time was very slow. It was during my slow period. It was a few years ago when I was still building it.
But think how you changed your life. The trajectory of your entire financial career has changed now because you know how to do this, and you've proven it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the market's going away. So whenever you're in a situation again where you've got some time, you can go back and the market's there waiting.
That's right.
It's like a dog.
That's right. And I have.
Just it's always not, waiting there to love
just
you.
Just not to that extent. So personality traits of a good trader, you're asking about.
Both one, a good trader, but also somebody who shouldn't be. For instance, if somebody's too timid, like the lady that I said, no, I don't think you'd be a good fit.
Well, you got to have some amount of chutzpah.
Sure.
You got to be able to risk your money. You also have to have the attitude that the money may just go away. You can't be so.
It's nice if you're not
tied to the money.
Yeah, if you're trading because you have to, that's a very tough time.
Right.
I like people to learn when they're actually when they have their regular income and ease into this, and then you know a couple of years, it'll be old hat. They'll see the patterns, and they'll be they're already going to have the skills and the confidence to take action on it. In fact, one of the messages I've been trying to get across to people lately is, you know, if you're going to go learn to sail, sailboat, when do you want to do that? Do you want to do it when the waters are calm and it's a reasonably nice day? Or do you want to do it in the middle of a typhoon? You know, and literally your life is on, you know, your entire future depends on your actions over the next, 24 hours. Well, the obvious answer is you want to learn to do things while things are calmer. So we're in a market right now that is calmer. So it's a lot better time for people to learn. You know, you learned at a time when it was calm. You know, the dollars that you picked up were kind of incidental to whether you ate or not, you know.
Right. That's always the way I considered it. All my investing dollars is basically, to me, monopoly money. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because you could make a huge snafu and lose everything.
Speaking of monopoly money,
and lose your house.
Here, speaking of monopoly money, this is just a stupid aside, but go look at, pull out 100, a 50, a 20, a 10, and a 5, and go compare it to that monopoly set in the back of your closet. Somebody's got a very funny sense of humor because they're the same colors now.
Oh, really?
Literally, our dollars that we use here in America are the same colors as the monopoly money. So there's personality traits that are useful, like Chris, you just said, chutzpah. But also there's people that, you know, so think, you know, your personality has to match your investing style. Whole bunch of people, either because of time or attitude, shouldn't be active traders. And I'm not even talking about day traders, just maybe finding a trend to sit on for a month, you know, get in, get out. You know, some people, for instance, can have tenants, and others just don't want to deal with conflict. Sometimes tenants cause problems. I heard of one recently. You know, I told the story before of a client I had who has rental property, and the tenant drove their motorcycle into the living room and drained the oil into the carpet. Not just changed the oil inside, but drained it into the carpet. Cigarette burns everywhere. You know, they say that, you know, they always plan on changing the carpet and repainting. You know, so, you know, people, most people shouldn't be in futures. They just don't have the risk tolerance. So that's going to be wrong. But being self-directed, you know, any self-directed activity like your IRA or any sort of investment, wouldn't you say, Chris, takes a little bit of consistent discipline?
Discipline's probably one of the most important factors. Yeah.
And time available, as you talked about and as Brad talked about. And it doesn't have to be huge chunks. You know, you did extraordinarily well because you were sitting on it so often and watching.
Right.
But would you also say to just pick up general trends where, you know, it could be handled with less time?
It depends on the nature of the habit. At the time, I was looking at my account several times a day. You could be very, very successful looking at it once or twice a day or once or twice a week. Depends on your style of trading and your personality.
One of the things we talked about in an earlier show was the fractal nature of these patterns, mm-hmm. of these fives and threes. And by the way, if you have no idea what I'm talking about when I say fives and threes, there's patterns that move, you know, move in a pattern of five, and there's others that then it reacts in a rise fall rise or a fall rally fall. It's the opposite of whatever just happened, but it probably seems obscure to somebody who's just joining us. You can always go to my website and look at market4caster.com, and what is it under? I forget the tab that it's under, but you'll see it's presentations, I think, and there's a quick tutorial there, you know, in just a couple minutes you can see a bunch of examples of it. So anyway, that'll be the fives and threes. But as a fractal, there's patterns sometimes that will run a month, and there's sometimes patterns that will run just a day or two, and there's some that will just run, you know, an hour. So, you know, you can get in and out you know, quickly. That's a day trader, and there's some that you can sit on a month. So stick around, we got our fourth segment coming up. And always, please go to market4caster.com, and you can see the patterns that we're talking about and join the conversation on Facebook at market4.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org. Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Hi folks, welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. A couple weeks ago we had a matchmaker on, and she talked about setting me up with an atheist. And I joked at the time that, you know, it probably wasn't a good fit because I was concerned they may not, you know, if they don't believe in God, they may not believe in me either. And, you know, both Einstein and Aristotle saw enough order in the universe that they concluded that there must be a God. And really, you know, I was just kind of having fun with her, but it does point to something. It points to a different worldview, and your worldview actually could affect how you trade. So, for instance, you know, Chris and I keep talking about patterns. Brad said that he has seen the pattern, and when he paid enough attention, was making money with it. Well, what does that imply? You know, how is it that there's universal patterns? And, you know, I've said it before, it's in every market. It's in commodities. It's in stocks. So you could say, oh, well, we're inflicting our human personalities into the stock market. Well, yeah, that's probably true to some extent. But why is it that the same patterns work in a commodity that is affected by the weather? How is it that gold and silver and platinum and palladium all are affected by this? By, you know, these patterns are present there, and they're just chunks of metal sitting in the ground. So, you know, we see a certain order. There's an order that's implied, and, you know, we're not trying to change anybody's faith. We're just saying maybe if we just agree with Einstein and Aristotle that there's enough order in the universe that we should start and say, well, maybe there would be order everywhere. We talked about, we've talked about how there's people have dreams. Well, if life presents you a dream, might life also provide you a solution?
Well, that's interesting. What do you mean by that?
By the way, I think I should copyright that. I think that's kind of a good little phrase. If life presents you a dream, might life also provide a solution? Well, so I guess I'm thinking, me as a dad, I have several children. If I ask my kids to, you know, go to the car, get a Frisbee out of the trunk, and come back to me, well, there's probably a car, there's probably a trunk, and there's probably a Frisbee in it. So, you know, if a parent is asking a child to do a task, then all the steps are probably possible, you know, for the capability of that person. And, you know, the parent would know the level of capability. So, I don't know. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah.
Am I rambling again?
A little bit.
Well, let me think here. So, maybe say that an attitude affects a strategy. So if you start with the idea that there is order in the universe, regardless of where it comes from, you don't have to reach the same conclusion as me. If there's order in the universe, then that will affect your strategy. Because, like, for instance, I was talking to somebody yesterday, just telling them, you know, that these patterns that we talk about, I use to predict, and you heard the show announcer at the beginning of the show say, I'm the guy, the market forecaster, that predicted the market crash of September 11th. And again, I didn't know what was going to cause the market to fall. I just knew the market was going to come down. And yeah, the market was at 11,000 then. In my column, I had predicted in my newspaper column and said that it would probably break 8,000. So, you know, there's a lot that you can know just from these patterns. So maybe I'm trying to give you a long explanation that the attitude that you start with, if you think there's a reason that there would be order, then you would maybe see it. Does that make sense?
You're going to find what you're looking for. And that starts with your paradigm, your worldview, your attitude.
Well, that's interesting. I agree, but I would add the caveat, if it's true, will you find what you're looking for if it's not true?
Yep.
You will. Can you give me an example?
Delusions.
Oh, interesting. Do you have any fun stories?
None I can think of off the top of my head.
Or none that wouldn't embarrass anybody in the room?
Right.
Okay. So, I don't know. I'll tell you one problem I have with atheists is it seems like it takes a whole lot of pride to say, I've considered all the options out there, and it's not possible for Einstein to be right. I disagree with Aristotle. He's a pretty bright guy, but I know more than him. So, I don't know. I like people who have enough humility to say maybe they don't overestimate their ability, and they're just a little humble enough to say, well, maybe we can't know, or I haven't reached that conclusion. But to say it can't be is something different. So the same thing kind of turns, you know, I hear in markets sometimes people disagree with me, like, well, geez, Eric, other people tell me you can't time markets. Well, you know, it takes a little bit of humility to say, well, maybe I don't know everything about investing, and let's consider a new opportunity. So, and maybe that comes down to some of the things we were talking about in the last segment about people who, you know, do so well. I mean, it's almost a proverb that people have made so much become, you know, a little arrogant, a little overconfident. And then think about the movie stars. They become wealthy because they can recite lines and act well. And then all of a sudden they think they're experts on world politics. It doesn't even make sense. So, and it seems like a lack of humility. So, well, people, I'd love to have some feedback on some of these subjects. We're going to talk a little bit about my level 300 class, which is about seeking wisdom. And so really, I think of wisdom as the higher level of this, and that trading is just an application of it. And, you know, people have said, I've taught this class on wisdom a couple times, not what you're just about to hear it, not you've only heard me talk about trading. But I've taught classes on the seven pillars of wisdom, and this one person, Sven, that's actually his name, we're not changing him to protect the innocent, he wrote me a year later just saying that it was life-changing, that he was still applying it. So how many times do you know, go to a class and even a year later find that it's, you know, still life-changing? And I've had people in the class who are geniuses, and I've had ordinary folks, and they all say that it creates a paradigm shift. And that's a little bit of what we do in the markets. You know, pointing these patterns of fives and threes that we just talked about is a paradigm shift. But also learning about, you know, just what makes up wisdom, you know, is a paradigm shift too. I saw a comment, who was it? It was a Facebook interview with Zuckerberg, you know, saying they want to explore the paths that get you to awesome. Well, I kind of think that's what we're doing here. So I have a quote from King Solomon. He said, "Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars." And as a kid, you know, I was thinking that it was like 20 years, but probably been more like over 30 now that I've started pursuing this idea of wisdom, that there might actually be seven pillars. So I wanted to just talk about that a little bit today. We'll just start the conversation and, you know, maybe week by week. Well, you know, partly it's going to be based on feedback I get from you guys. If you write me on Facebook and it's all negative, then we'll probably drop the subject. But I think a lot of people might enjoy knowing that there's what these basic pillars are. So the key one, well, think real quick about... Think about three things. Why don't you do this between now and the next show? Think about three things that you want to change about your life, and then we'll talk about that in the next show. So, I am going to predict what you're going to tell, you know, what you're going to write down. So we're going to have a week for you to think about it. Go ahead and play along and name the three things that you'd like to change about your life. And just like I predict markets, I think I can predict the general categories of what you want to do. So, as always, it's been a pleasure being here with you. Thanks for joining us. Join the conversation at market4caster.com on Facebook, and then market4caster.com for the website. And you can see these basic patterns that we're talking about on the presentations tab. There's a couple short videos. So, look forward to being with you next time. I'd like to hear if I predict correctly the things that you have said you'd like to change about your life. Chris, thank you for being part of the show, and Tom, our producer. Did we make it 10 shows, I think? So thanks for all your work and not killing us. So, folks, we'll look forward to seeing you next time. We're going to have some good things about wisdom and some other topics on finance. See you then.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.